A study was made that most of the successful people on earth, they wake up in the morning and they put goals of what they're going to do today. They make goals of what is the plan for that day. And they surveyed many successful people and they found that this is very common among all of them. The most successful human being ever, alayhi salatu wasalam, already told us this 1400 years ago. It was said that after Salat al-Fajr, specifically, this dua can be said at any time, but specifically after Salat al-Fajr, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to say, Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a wa rizqan tayyiba وَعَمَلًا مُتَقَبَّلًا. Dua that we all know. If you look at the three things that Rasulullah ﷺ asked for in the morning, you would notice that any one of us need them all three every single day. We need the knowledge. We need the rizq al-tayyib, the halal provision. And we also beg that our amal is accepted. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started with ilman nafi'an. Ya Allah, I ask you beneficial knowledge. He started with the knowledge first, because without the proper knowledge, I will not be able to know whether the income, the provision is tayyib or not. And I will not be able to know that my amal, is it according to the kitab and sunnah, or is it a bid'ah? So first I need the ilm nafi' in order to know the rest. And the beneficial knowledge is of two kinds. Either the knowledge itself is beneficial, and that's what I'm asking for, knowledge of the deen, knowledge of medicine, any knowledge that's beneficial to humanity, because there are knowledges that have no benefit. And as a matter of fact, there are knowledges that are haram, like the knowledge of black magic, right? So I'm asking Allah, ilm nafi', knowledge, beneficial knowledge, either the knowledge itself is beneficial, or I am benefiting from the knowledge that I know. Because many people have a lot of knowledge, but they do not benefit from it. So Ya Allah, make me benefit from the knowledge I know. Make me benefit from the knowledge I know. So I'm asking Allah first, Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a. Second is rizqan tayyiba. Ya Allah, I'm asking you for halal tayyib provision. يا أخوان إن الله طيب ولا يقبل إلا طيب. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم told us that Allah is طيب and He only accepts what's طيب. I have to say this. Many of our brothers are going into haram businesses. والله يا أخوان is not worth it. You wake up in the morning and you say, Ya Allah, bless me with rizq tayyib. And you go sell alcohol and you sell cigarettes and you open smoke shops and you open 7-Elevens and you open. Ya akhwan, how? Don't you see the janazas what you're praying every single day? What make you feel that you're not next? And what you're going to tell Allah Azza wa Jal, this is the only business I found? Subhanallah, I got a phone call today. And it's amazing. A sister called few months ago, and she said, I am a hairdresser, and in the salon that I'm praying in, they will not let me pray. They are looking weird at my hijab, and they force me. I have no choice to stop cutting men's hair. What should I do? I said, how dire you need that job? She said, yani, I can survive for a little bit. I told her, sister, I'm going to be straightforward, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask me. This is haram. Delaying the salat, taking off the hijab, and dealing with men all the time. So, long story short, she called me today. She said, Sheikh, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen that I listened to you. I left the job. Allah blessed me with a better job. No men. Do your hijab, do whatever you want. And a special place for me to pray. And on top of all that, I went to Umrah. Wallahi. And she told me, Please tell people that when you leave something for the sake of Allah, Allah will definitely replace you with something better. Most of the time, what comes to your mind? The first I say, if you sell haram, if you sell this, leave it. What am I going to do? I'm gonna go out of business. You know, when someone tells you to leave haram and you say, I am going out of business, you know what does that mean? It means that the alcohol and the cigarettes and the vaping and all that stuff, that is the Razzaq. Ma'ad Allah. The Razzaq is tayyib and he only accepts tayyib. Ask Allah for rizq tayyib with sincere heart and you will be replaced with something better. وَعَمَلًا مُتَقَبَّلًا. And ya Allah, we all do a'mal, salawat, siyam, charity, Quran, all of that, but we have no clue if it is accepted or not. So I'm begging Allah Azza wa Jal from the morning, ya Allah, every amal I do today, أَخْلَصَهُ وَأَصْوَبَهُ. Make it sincere for your sake and make it according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The two conditions for any amal to be accepted. It has to follow those two conditions. It has to be sincerely for Allah and it has to be according to the sunnah. So ya akhwan, when we finish the salat al-fajr, it is said, you could say it right after you finish astaghfirullah, Allahumma anta as-salam and all that. Or you could say it with the adhkar of the morning, the morning adhkar. And you could say it in your sujood, you could say it anytime. So inshaAllah ta'ala, the dua is very simple. Repeat after me inshaAllah. Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a wa rizqan tayyiba wa amalan mutaqabbala.
Do you ever get worried that your child may click on the wrong video online? Do you wish there was a safe channel for your peace of mind? Well, there is. The number one rated Muslim kids channel in the world, One for Kids TV, is here to solve all these issues. The channel has no advertisements and is safe for your children to browse and watch their favorite videos. With a wide selection of cartoons, songs, educational videos, and much more, your children will not only stay entertained, but also learn so much about their deen. You can listen to songs while your device is switched off and you can download videos to watch them offline. One for Kids TV is 100% run and owned by Muslims, which means the small amount you pay for your subscription is a continuous charity for you, as all the funds raised go towards the production of new cartoons and educational films for your children. The One for Kids TV app is now available on Apple devices, Apple TV, Android devices, Android TV, Amazon Fire TV, and Roku, so you can watch on most devices and smart TVs. Download now for a free 14-day trial.